Somebody tried to explain to me how these new drugs work. It's not exactly like other, you know, sort of agents, TKIs, et cetera. How does this actually work?
So, you know, P53, of course, is an important gene that allows cells to properly die when that's indicated. And part of the problem when you have a mutated P53 in a cancer cell is that that will, you know, sort of by definition, confer resistance to external signals that should trigger a cell to die. Chemotherapy, for instance, you know, some degree of toxicity, you know, you trigger a pathway, one of the end common signals in that pathway is P53, cell dies. But if you mutate that signal, then you're getting this external stimulus that, hey, look, things are really bad here, you should go ahead and allow a cell to die. P53 doesn't allow that. So just sitting through this presentation and from what, you know, really little I know that's already been presented about APR is that this drug can sort of bind to the mutated form of P53 and structurally convert it over to the wild type version of the protein. And in so doing, allow a cell to properly die when exposed to a stimulus or a situation in which that's appropriate, like being a cancer cell. I mean, you know, cancer cells, they're still maintain some, I don't know if dignity is the right word, but there's some part of them that know there's something wrong. And if you, you know, allow normal situations to take place, they're going to die or try to, unless the cancer cell is hijacking some pathway that's preventing that. So this sort of restores that normal steady state and allows, you know, a cancer cell to die properly, which is what the body is trying to do. So that's, I think, a very basic overview of how this works. But, you know, I mean, a couple of years ago, if you would have said that P53 was targetable, I think a lot of people would have laughed at you. You know, it's not a typical kinase and, you know, it's not, you know, so I think the world is changing and we're getting into being able to look at targets that were formerly thought undruggable and saying, yeah, there's a strategy here.